This was something that, frankly, in my first year as president, I had hoped to avoid. But in taking a look at some of the strategic needs of the institution, I felt it was my duty to request that 2%. Now, just some detail. 2% property tax increase equates to about $600,000.
Which sounds like a lot of money to your average taxpayer, but probably in the grand scheme of things is not really all that much of an increase.
In the overall budget of about $45 million, it's a relatively small piece. It also equates to $1 per $100,000 valuation annually. So if you have a $200,000 home, this will raise your tax bill by $2 over the year.
One of the things, too, that this increase of 2% will help to fund is something that looks to me like an investment in the future, trying to get more high school students to be part of the AWC experience. So can you talk about that?
That really is the signature accomplishment, if you will, of the last year in my mind. Our governing board took a very courageous action during their October board meeting and approved a $25 per credit hour tuition rate for students under the age of 18. The full tuition of $82 needs to be booked or accounted for, and the difference between 82 and 25 is institutionally scholarshiped. That amounts to, at a minimum, $330,000. So that is more than half of the $600,000 that the 2% would increase, and that's very conservatively budgeted. We are making a real push here at Arizona Western College to create a college-going culture in Yuma and La Paz County. And we know that many of our high school students are academically capable of earning college credit in high school. There's also compelling evidence that says the magic number is 2, that when a high school student successfully completes 2 college-level courses while they're in high school, it is inevitable they'll go to college, and it is very likely they will finish college with a baccalaureate degree.
So between now and May 15th, you and the district governing board want to hear from Yuma and La Paz County residents about the budget, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, when presented the preliminary budget, I made a point of saying my goal is for this budget and this budget process to be more transparent than it's ever been. We are a college of the community. State aid is all but gone. This college belongs to this community. You fund it. It's yours. I want you to be knowledgeable of where your hard-earned dollars are going and how they will directly impact student success and the success of this community. Kim, one thing about the 2% again, which will be an increase in $600,000 in tax monies received. An important consideration that I always mention in the same breath as the 2% property tax increase is 3 times over the last 2.5 years, existing bonds have been refinanced by the college that have saved taxpayers $3.67 million. The college doesn't keep a cent of that. That is all money that the taxpayer will not have to pay. We realize that we're asking for friends and neighbors who work really hard for their money, for a little bit more of their money. But again, it's a dollar per $100,000 valuation, and my solemn promise to the taxpayers of this community is will be put to good use for the benefit of this community.